Now, the UK Brexit minister says the Northern Ireland Protocol is doing more harm than good and is creating serious challenges in the region. David Frost has revealed a proposal for a new amended deal. Northern Ireland is the only area where the UK and EU physically meet along a 500-kilometre border. Keeping that border open is a crucial part of the 1998 Good Friday Agreement. The accord ended the long-running conflict in Northern Ireland that killed more than 3,000 people. To avoid any physical border checkpoints, the protocol created a customs divide in the Irish Sea instead, which is inside the UK. To add to the complicated process, Northern Ireland must follow EU rules as a condition of Brexit, overseen by the European Court of Justice. The UK is now adamant that must change. Andrew Simmons reports from Belfast.
As the UK's Brexit minister prepared to speak in Portugal, Kieran Sloane was taking a delivery from the Irish Republic. It's his main supply line now, and without it, his delicatessen in Northern Ireland would be out of business. His main suppliers used to be in the UK, but the trade border in the Irish Sea means he can't rely on them anymore. Kieran had been hoping the EU was about to smooth things out with concessions over regulations on food exported from the UK and streamlined custom checks. But the way the British government is now behaving leaves Kieran and business people all over Northern Ireland in doubt. How much was the leg of it? Until now, he, along with many others, never realised the role of the European Court of Justice was an issue in the post-Brexit crisis here.
All I was thinking about was Brexit and, you know, protocol, and this is all you hear. And, you know, and all, and you're just saying, oh, this is something new. Another thing to worry about, you know. I work damn hard in this business, like, you know, for to keep it going. You're left hanging. You get angry with the politicians because they need to go, they need to do something about this. They need to smooth this out.
The facts on the ground.
But there's nothing smooth in what the UK's Brexit minister has to say. He wants to rewrite the Northern Ireland Protocol, the device used to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland.
And we now face a very serious situation. The protocol is not working. It's completely lost consent in one community in Northern Ireland. Our proposal looks more like a normal treaty in the way it's governed, with international arbitration instead of a system of EU law ultimately policed in the court of one of the parties, the European Court of Justice.
There's puzzlement in Belfast on why the UK is taking such a hard line when there seemed to be more hope of a compromise from Brussels.
And so is this last-minute posturing on the part of the UK government? If it isn't, then there's a serious escalation to this crisis ahead. This at a time when it would appear the majority of people in Northern Ireland want an end to this standoff.
Protests about the sea border had been led by unionists who say they're being cut off from the UK. Before becoming Prime Minister, Boris Johnson had told the Democratic Unionist Party 3 years ago that he didn't want to see Northern Ireland left in the lurch by a border in the sea.
No British Conservative government could or should sign up to any such arrangement.
That assurance fell by the wayside. The people of Northern Ireland could be forgiven for feeling betrayed, and while unionist politicians welcome the harder line from the British government, there's a feeling of unease for many people living here. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Belfast.